Yes, I do. This is kind of like a random thought that I have, you know, pretty much almost every morning I'm driving to school. Okay, you know where Scenic Drive,
yes,
there's a four-way stop and there's Anderson?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I turn right onto Anderson to go to Manhattan Area Tech.
Okay.
And, well, every single morning, it never fails unless it's overcast, I get blinded and then I feel like I'm going to get in a car accident because I can't see any cars that are coming by.
Oh, because of the sun?
Or anything like that. Yeah, because of the sun.
Oh.
So I think they need to build a big, giant wall just right at the beginning of Anderson right there because you just can't see anything. You can't see any cars in front of you. You can't see any cars coming at you or anything.
And that spoils all the fun, though. You know?
It's really a pain.
Do you not have sunglasses?
I do, but it doesn't help. The sun's like right there. And,
yeah.
You know,
the visor can't help.
The visor is at that point of the horizon that it's just...
I gotcha.
Below the visor, you know, too strong for the glasses and...
Well, here's an easy tip for you. Rip the visor off and, like, duct tape it where the sun is.
That could work. But
yeah.
Then I probably wouldn't be able to see the cars in front of me anyway. No. The visor's duct taped there, so...
That's tough. Yeah, I think you're kind of stuck because I think it's tradition in Manhattan that you're not supposed to be able to see what the hell's going on when you're trying to turn.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that.
Doesn't it seem like that every intersection is, like, just designed terribly and, like, there's cars... Oh, you can parallel park on 14th Street. That's great. What? You can't see anything over there.
Yeah. And then, by Manhattan, too, Manhattan Area Tech, uh-huh. I'm trying to pull out on Reese onto, Dickens onto Reese, I think. You know, you can't see if there's any cars coming.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, well, I'm just going to chance it. And
just go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and don't let the sun get in your eyes too much, I guess. Huh?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
I don't know what happened there. Hey, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got? Go ahead. You got something for Free For All Friday? Go ahead and start speaking it to us.
Open the case.
Open the case. And is that a no deal? Okay.
It's a pretty good mime impression.
I guess it was. 539-9750 or 238-0975 for Free For All Friday. Go ahead.
You bet I do.
All right.
This is going to be good. I would like to send a big shout out to my coworker, Miss Know It All. I am just fed up to hearing about how great she is, how wonderful she is, and then getting upset when I point out things that she's done wrong at work. So. Anyway, let's send a big shout-out to Miss Know-It-All and just give her a big old pat on the back.
Is her actual last name Know-It-All?
No.
Oh.
No, it should be Barfly, but, you know.
Barfly.
I don't know. Well, because she kind of looks like a 54-year-old Barfly, you know.
Oh.
And all smoky and nasty and, you know.
Smoky.
I mean, I really hate to get ugly about this.
People are trying to eat oatmeal right now. Be careful.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's so hard having to share an office with such, I don't know, how should I say it?
Go ahead.
Such a big, old, nasty pufferfish. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
Pufferfish, those are the ones that if you eat them wrong, you die, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to cut
them. They also puff themselves up, like they're really small and they puff themselves up.
Oh, okay.
Kind of what she does. She
okay.
puffs herself up, you know.
So you're not thinking about devouring her and eating her innards? And
let me tell you, nothing would make me sicker. So then when I heard that she has to have like a medical procedure pretty soon.
Yeah.
I just laughed so hard and she got so upset. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
What kind of procedure is it?
She's going to have a colonoscopy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's too bad. That's going to suck.
God, man.
I started laughing. She goes, why are you laughing? I said, because I've already had it, and I don't have to do it anymore. You do. That's going to suck.
How's that work? They stick a hose in you or something? Isn't that right?
You have to drink this nasty, nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah, and then have, like, diarrhea for 24 hours or something?
Yeah. And, yeah, you have diarrhea, plus you're throwing up because it makes you so sick.
Oh, you throw up off it, too?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I got so sick beforehand, I thought I was going to be completely dehydrated. So, yeah, I'm telling her this, and I said, you're going to smell bad.
You're going to smell bad?
Well, yeah, after you have diarrhea and stuff, you don't smell so great until you wash it all off.
Until you wipe it off your legs and stuff? Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's going to be...
That's some pretty violent diarrhea there. I don't know.
Let me tell you. I was so cleaned out that the last pill I took, you have to chase it with a bunch of water.
Yeah.
The last pill I took came out whole the other end.
How long did it take to go through the system?
Yeah.
About 6 minutes?
About 5 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was terrible. I said, now that's cleaned out. I mean... There is nothing left in your system when stuff comes out the other end whole.
Nice. Well, thanks for all the great visuals this morning.
How'd you find the pill? Were you looking through your stools there?
Well, it's just probably floating, right?
Well, you have to, because you have to keep track and write down how your stools look and tell your doctor. So
how it looks. Draw a picture. That'd be great. They give you a whole bunch of blank pieces of paper that just have like a toilet bowl, and inside you're supposed to draw what things are looking like.
I could do it. Let me tell you, I could do it.
Well, you do that and mail it to us so we can see what it looks like.
Cool.
All right.